Well, here's something for you. There's a Catholic parish in New Jersey segregating parishioners, vaccinated on one side, unvaccinated on the other, and only offering confession to the vaccinated. I thought the unclean needed confession. Maybe that was my mistake. Tori Sachs here, the executive director of the Michigan Rising Action. And new polling shows overwhelming opposition to Governor Whitmer's hush money payments and nursing home record. Tori, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about the polling that you found and give me some of the numbers.
Yeah, so it was a poll done about 2 weeks ago by MRG, a very well-respected Michigan pollster. And what they found is that 72% of Michiganders, people likely to vote, opposed Governor Whitmer giving her former health director the $155,000 hush money payment to leave his position and sign an agreement not to talk about the work he did on the business shutdowns and the nursing home policies. I mean, 72% opposed her hush money payment, which makes sense when people know that it's their taxpayer dollars going to, essentially buy the health director's silence.
And so far, we've still not heard from him. Still not heard from him.
That's right. We haven't heard from him. We haven't heard from the governor as to why they needed the hush money payment in the first place.
So what are we going to hear? What are Republicans doing? Why are we so impotent, I guess?
Well, I think we need to keep the pressure on. I think the Oversight Committee in the House and the Senate were looking into possibly subpoenaing him for his testimony. There's a process. It's going to play out. I think the media has to do their job of keeping the pressure on, and I think that's what we're doing. That's what this poll shows, is that people care about it, right? And the more we show that people care about it, the more that could be done. I think that kind of ties into what our second polling question was do you support Governor Whitmer's handling of COVID and nursing homes? 63% of people in the state oppose her nursing home policy. Only 22% support, so the rest were undecided. And, I mean, that is Republicans and Democrats. This poll was actually a Democrat plus four poll, which means there was more Democrats in this poll than Republicans. So it's a pretty overwhelming bipartisan across the board in this state, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, that people do not support her hush money payment. They don't support her handling of COVID in nursing homes. The one person who was at the center of all of that was the guy who got the hush money payment. And I think we need to demand of Governor Whitmer to know why he got a hush money payment. And then I think she needs to let him talk. You know, the first month after he was fired or resigned, she said that Director Gordon couldn't talk and she couldn't talk about it because they had, this non-disclosure agreement in his separation agreement.
Which is nonsense because that's been excused.
Agreement, right. But then they still haven't talked about it.
Right. It's been excused, and yet they refuse to talk about it anyway. 5,500 seniors died in nursing homes. That's the number that nobody believes. At least I don't believe it.
Right. I mean, that's at least 5,500. That's why people like Charlie Ledoff and the Mackinac Center have sued the state now for the complete data.
Well, in order to believe that,
to hear back if they're going to get it or not.
In order to believe that number, which puts the death toll in the nursing homes in Michigan at about a third of all deaths, you'd have to believe that Michigan outperformed every state in the Midwest as far as deaths in nursing homes, and far outperformed states like Minnesota and North Dakota, whose deaths attributed to nursing homes was plus 80%, better than 80%. You'd have to believe that Michigan, that ordered people into these nursing homes and paid them. In Southeast Michigan, some of the worst nursing homes, ones that could not pass inspection with anything better than one star, some with two stars, but ones, these people couldn't pass inspection from the state for general cleanliness. And these are the people that got paid to take infected patients. Not only were they not hospitals, they were, from all understanding, not good nursing homes. And they are the ones that took the money, lots of it. And I'm sorry, I don't believe the 35% figure. Go ahead.
I think that's why we have to keep the pressure on. I think I'm, you know, looking forward to see what happens with the lawsuit that's requesting all the data. You know, there are county prosecutors out there now investigating. Our attorney general in Michigan continues to grandstand and not investigate. But I think there's others who are picking up the slack. And I think what we need to do is continue the call for why did Director Gordon, the former health director, he was the person who was unilaterally making shutdown decisions that affected the lives and livelihoods of every Michigander. This was after the Supreme Court ruled Governor Whitmer's executive orders unconstitutional. The reason that we still have the mandates was because the health director was making them. And now Governor Whitmer has bought his silence with $155,000 of taxpayer money. And I think we all need to demand to know what are they hiding? What are they trying to cover up?
Absolutely
true. What
is
that money buying the silence off?
So once again, I say this. Governor Whitmer, Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist, the mic is yours. Come join me anytime. It's an open invitation. We'll have a real conversation. We'll talk about it. I'll ask real questions, make no mistake. But I'll give you full time to answer. It'll be respectful. What are you afraid of? Real questions? Not being able to handpick the reporters that ask you pre-approved questions? We elected you. You wanted the job. You asked for the job. Come here. Governor Whitmer, you've been here many times on this program. Why not now? And if not now, when? But why not now, Governor? I ask you one last time. Tori, I'll give you the last word.
Thanks, Steve. I'll just say, look, when 72% of the people in Michigan oppose your hush money payment, when 63% of the state opposes Governor Whitmer's handling of COVID in nursing homes, I think it's time that they understand, that the Governor Whitmer's administration understands, that people just want answers. You know, this has been affecting everybody for over a year now. They're not supportive of what's going on, and they just want to know why it's happening. And I think that's what we need to keep the pressure on to really demand that. And I'd love for folks to follow us. We'll be releasing more of these types of polls and information at MichiganRisingAction.org, or you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Michigan Rising Action.
Tori Sachs, greatly appreciated as always. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Steve.
There you have it. And again, Governor, I will clear the deck. I'll get rid of any interview in the way. I'll do anything it takes. Sit here, have a conversation, remotely, of course. Just call in on the phone, Governor. Mr. Gilchrist, Lieutenant Governor, sir, anytime. Come tell us about the deaths in nursing homes and how Michigan outperformed everybody in the neighborhood, even though we were ordering people into nursing homes in some of the toughest neighborhoods and toughest parts of the state, and then calling it racist when people of color died. We sent COVID-positive patients into these nursing homes whose patients were predominantly people of color, and then complained that too many people of color died. I'm sorry. Somebody help me with that, please. 41 after.
If I told you could save hundreds of dollars on utilities every month and thousands every year, would you listen? A Well Connect, which uses your well water to heat and cool your home, can literally save you a pile of cash. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect will change your mind. WellConnect is a hybrid geothermal system that can reduce your heating bills to $600 a year and air conditioning for $50 a year. No, I'm not kidding. WellConnect will pay for itself and keep you comfortable the whole year. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, find out if your home is a good fit for a WellConnect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a WellConnect install. Call SGI today at 810-820-4604. Again, 810-820-4604. You'll be so glad you did.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My backyard.
Oh, your backyard.
Try telling a bear that.
I did, and this bear talked back.
Talking bear, that's rich.
No, wait, it was Smokey Bear.
Smokey?
Why didn't you say so?
I did say so.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste.
Oh, boy.
He told me to burn legally and responsibly, and to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
And as always, he's right. You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Yeah, I know that now.
Thanks to me.
Actually, thanks to Smokey.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.